Welcome back, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio. I am just delighted that you made the choice today to set your dials to 88.1 FM, and you're listening to KFHC Ponca Sioux City and KOIA Storm Lake. I'm Joanne Fox. I'm your host for today's show, and I'm a Siouxland Catholic Radio board member. And again, I am really enjoying this conversation I'm having with Michaela Schuele. She is Director of Emergency and Supportive Food Services with Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Omaha. And what a fascinating story this has been. Most of you who have any knowledge of Catholic Charities know how wonderful their services are, how they reach out to so many different audiences and people. Not so sure that everybody knows that, at least in Omaha, they have quite the food pantry set up. And so they have one in North Omaha, South Omaha, getting ready to do another one in Southwest Omaha, four home delivery programs. And then last, did we decide it was May or June, Kaylee? June. Mm-hmm. The decision was made to start the same type of mobile program up in Thurston County, which, again, isn't that far away from our offices here in Sioux City. And it was interesting to learn that Catholic Charities had this involvement with the Walt Hill Food Pantry. But then, as sometimes the Lord works in mysterious ways, it was discerned that the need for food wasn't fully addressed in Walt Hill. And so those food pantry folks reached out to Catholic Charities and said, we have the food, we need the mobility. And so we talked just a little bit about that in segment number two. And so explain to the listeners a little bit, Kaylee, about the logistics then of putting this together.
Well, I'm glad you asked, because it does seem, from an outsider's point of view, just pick up your pick up some food and go park somewhere and just distribute. But I wish it was that easy, but it's not. In Omaha, we are partnered with the Food Bank of the Heartland, and for Macy and Walt Hill, we're partnered with the Food Bank of Siouxland. So we're partnered with two different food banks. And that's quite unique, because food can't cross over, and we have to have, there's a lot of logistics with which food we can bring from Omaha and which food we can order from the Food Bank of Siouxland. And so what we do is we order from the Food Bank of Siouxland, and we get a lot of our pantry staples, such as soups and canned meats and mac and cheese and cereal and your pastas and your pasta sauces from the Food Bank of Siouxland, and they will deliver to our first location in which we distribute in Macy and Walt Hill. We begin our distribution in Macy at Our Lady of Fatima, and the food bank drops off there, and then they just drop off pallets. So each, like, one pallet of, you know, canned vegetables, and then one pallet of canned meat, and then one pallet has a couple things on it. And we bring boxes from Omaha, and then we put all these boxes together, because we're currently running it drive-through style due to the pandemic. And so, however, everything that I mentioned was mostly non-perishable foods, and we think it's very important that individuals are receiving both those pantry staples, but also nutritious and fresh foods as well. And so sometimes the Food Bank of Siouxland has those items that we can order. Sometimes they have frozen meats that we can order, and sometimes they have some breads, like sandwich breads and stuff, and sometimes even some sweets. And so when the Food Bank of Siouxland has those items, we can order it from there, and they will deliver. But what we also do is we have a refrigerated box truck that we use for our mobile distributions. And so of what we're able to, as long as it's not USDA certified food from Omaha, or anything delivered to us from the Food Bank of the Heartland in Omaha, we can transport that up to Macy and Walt Hill. So we supplement with produce boxes. We are blessed to have these boxes. They're 15 pounds each of assorted produce in these produce boxes, and one goes to each family. We bring up sometimes meat if we can't get any from the Food Bank of Siouxland. We'll bring up any type of milk that we have if we're able to, any breads that we have, more of the perishable foods. What we also do is we bring up resources for the community when we have them. So we're partnered with Nebraska Strong here in Omaha, and they basically do free counseling for individuals affected by the pandemic. And so we're bringing up brochures for Nebraska Strong, and they will serve individuals in Macy and Walt Hill. And so we'll bring up those kinds of resources to put into the pantry bags. And then we also bring up school supplies for the school on the reservation in Macy and Walt Hill. They always let us know of what they're in need of, whether it's Christmas presents or school supplies or housing items. So we bring that kind of stuff up as well. And then when we're able to, sometimes the Food Bank of Siouxland has diapers and wipes, and then sometimes we have a surplus of diapers and wipes that we can bring from Omaha. So we'll also bring that kind of those kind of items. And so what we're trying to do is really provide a rounded approach, an all-service type of pantry to these individuals, with the understanding that everybody is deserving of all of these sorts of resources. Even if we can't get everything from one area, it is definitely worth the extra effort and the collaboration to bring these items to Macy and Walt Hill. We're also in collaboration with some additional nonprofits in Omaha that also go up to Macy and Walt Hill. One of them is called Heartland Hope Mission. They go up the week after we do to both Macy and Walt Hill. And so what we do is, instead of competing to be, you know, the better mobile, what we do is I communicate with that director several times a week and just talk about what have you seen, what kind of resources are in need. Did you hear anything? You know, is the families in need of, you know, shampoo and conditioner? And if I heard that, you know, the first week when we're up there and I know that she goes the next week, then we figure out together how can we compile our resources to make sure that your trucks are loaded with that when you go up. And then Whispering Roots is another nonprofit that has done a lot of work with helping create some sustainable farming practices and some gardens and aquaponic systems in Macy and Walt Hill, and they have been very helpful in our efforts as well. So there's a lot of hands in play. There's a lot of logistics, but at the end of the day, like I talked about earlier, as all of that is worth it as long as people are getting food.
And then you had mentioned earlier that that you have this mobile food pantry at Our Lady of Fatima Mission Church in Macy. Now, do the folks mm-hmm. then in Walt Hill come into Macy, or do you also go over to Walt Hill?
That's a great question. Thank you for asking that. We distribute at Our Lady of Fatima from 11 to 1 o'clock. And then we pack up everything into our volunteers' cars and our trucks and everything, and we move locations, and we set up at the Walt Hill Food Pantry, which is kind of centralized in Walt Hill, right along Main Street. And we distribute there from 2 to 3 o'clock. And so we do understand that there is a transportation barrier, so we want to go to both locations.
Okay. Oh, man, that is really a wonderful outreach. So I'm kind of thinking to myself when you said, okay, then we got the perishable items. We got the non-perishable items. Oh, we threw in a few school supplies. Oh, we got some brochures, too. How many people do you need then to help distribute, and to how many people typically will mm-hmm. come? And I know you've only been doing this, you know, for a few months, but how many people do you need to help with this project, this undertaking?
You know, that's probably the most difficult part, is finding the manpower, because we are bringing a lot of our volunteers from Omaha, because it's been hard to try to recruit volunteers from Macy and Walt Hill, with the understanding that individuals in those communities are very busy, and, you know, they have their own jobs, and So we are bringing volunteers from Omaha, but it is a full-day trip. And we try to recruit about 15 volunteers per distribution. And it is difficult because our volunteers are, taking 9 hours out of their day to go do this beautiful outreach. But it is a lot of time to ask for volunteers to spend. However, most of them, once they go once, they want to continue to go because it is that community is the most beautiful and welcoming community I've ever been a part of. We serve about 200 families, and that comprises about 1,000 individuals each month.
Okay. Well, I guess then I should ask, because our listeners are very willing to step up to the plate. Say someone is listening right now and they say to themselves, I think I would be a good fit for this outreach. What would you suggest they do? Is there someone they can call or email?
Absolutely. And you know what? I can provide my email, and those individuals can reach out to me directly, especially when it has to do with our Macy and Walt Hill outreach. I'd rather have those individuals reach out to me as opposed to going through. We do have a volunteer outreach on our webpage at ccomaha.org, and individuals are more... People can absolutely go through that, but if they would like to reach out directly to me, I'm more than comfortable to help them. And so my email is mikaelas@ccomaha.org. And I will email me, and I will get you in contact with myself and the volunteer coordinator, and we would be more than happy to have you.
Excellent. Well, we're going to take a short break, listeners, and we are going to be right back. We will repeat that email and that website. If you didn't have a pen, a piece of paper, pencil, or your phone or anything to write anything down with, but please stay tuned. We're going to give a shout out to our underwriters and our supporters, and then we are going to be right back.